So looking at the recent timing of the release of the torture report, and I know some say that if you call it that, you're accepting that it was actually torture. I don't know. Waterboarding, simulated drowning. I had to laugh out loud when I heard one commentator on the Canadian BS channel up here, we call the CBC, talk about this poor terrorist who got hypothermia by laying on a bare floor. I have to wonder, that kind of nonsense is pretty much accepted by those on the left, but however many responsible people will look and see that if that information obtained by that terrorist who had a cold actually led to saving some people or not, well, who knows? Former CIA directors have come out and have said that, yeah, the Sheikh Mohammed's waterboarding led to people being saved. Who knows? It's all about timing. This was released strictly for political gain. The Democrats are sinking themselves further and further, and the poor rhinos are doing nothing but sticking their foots in their mouths again, and you have to wonder where the direction of the United States of America is going to be. There really hasn't been a true conservative president or a true conservative politician since George W. Bush, in my opinion. And now when you hear these torture reports coming out, the Dick Cheneys and the George Bushes and those that will come forward really aren't getting the kind of coverage that they deserve, and you have to wonder what people are going to believe. But that terrorist that laid on the floor and caught a cold, well, boo-hoo for him. He should have got a lot more. I'm Dana Pritzer. That's today's commentary.